Okay. We're going the car. From the
Jeep. Oh, the Jeep. And then, on our first walk for a little bit, the week after Thanksgiving, Matt's getting everything ready. He's getting everything ready. The week after Thanksgiving 2018, been a little while since we made a recording. That and half the time I erase them because they go for hours and hours and hours and have computer stuff on it, and that's not kosher. So I'll let that go. We talk about plans in the future. It's really kind of funny.
Yeah.
What is it, Matt? All right. Well, good. Computer's acting weird. All right. That'll do. All right, Sal, that's good to go. You know what? That hat's too hot. Not that cold.
Oh.
It's okay, though. You can keep yours. You can keep yours. You're fine. I'm just not wearing this one. This one's made for when it's like zero. Go ahead. Sorry. Get your way, Matt. Busy trying to be all nice. The key? Yeah, you need to lock the door. Yeah. Okay. We're going to let Matt do his thing. That's important. Everybody needs to do their thing. Oh my gosh, Lee.
What?
Oh, it's 103.5. It's our station. That's why you're getting Alex. How on earth did it hook onto our station?
Alex.
Oh, you were scanning?
I'm not.
Then
I go to 107.5 and
I go. Oh, okay. It's going to fade real fast there. Although it's doing really good for being outside the house. You can go ahead and see how far it goes. Radio's very funny that way. When you've locked onto a station, you can drag it a long way, way beyond what you would think was technically possible. It's a very interesting concept that nobody's ever quite explained. Yeah, see? We are heckin' gone from this signal. It's being put out by a little thing about this big. And you're still getting it just fine. Isn't that crazy? Of course, this is an excellent receiver. Okay, you're finally losing. I'll go ahead and leave here. 107.9 or whatever. Alright. At least in the top 40. Okay. No, I would go for like. What was that used to call adult contemporary? Stuff that older people tend to like? I'm kind of older. But, you know, I don't like 101.5, you know, the classic rock one. It's a little harder than I like. There's some popular music that they do. Like the screeching guitar solos, you know, stuff like that, which is something. I like Dava, I like the Carpenters. See, I'm more late 70s than I am 80s. I primarily credit my parents for my childhood basically kind of ended when I was like 12 or 13 because my parents split up. And mom was so busy doing other things, what she had to do, you know. And I was kind of left to myself. in some little dinky apartment. Hey, it wasn't bad. Oh, they weren't used to it.
Thank you.
Anyway, so. Yeah, they're turned right.
I know.
That's a whole lot more of a store.
Well,
every time. Not a whole bad thing. Maybe it is bad. Anyway, yeah. I didn't really give that much thought either, you know? I mostly became a young adult really early, so my musical taste kind of diverged a bit, I guess. And I didn't have a rebellious taste because there was nothing to rebel against. But the fact that my mother was not around? Gee, let's rebel. This is okay. Let's scream and yell about the fact that mom needs to be there. What else?
I know.
Oh, okay.
The closest I got to rebelling was the rule was when the streetlights came on, you can't make it to the house.
Right.
And there was one time I was out talking to our neighbor, and the streetlights had come on, and my mom and my sister came home, and my sister came up to me and said, "You're going to be in so much trouble because your mom's going to ground you for being outside while the streetlights are on."
Oh my goodness. Well, I hadn't figured that this recording would be the reminiscence of our childhood. But
so, anyway.
Go with what you got.
I said, and what is she going to do? Do I meet in my room? That's where I'm at all the time anyway.
They don't want me in my room all the time.
And my mom, that's what I do. With all my sisters, I'm going to help me. You're breaking the rule.
They thought they had your mom pegged. Oh, well. Your mom was conflicted. She knew how to treat your sisters because she knew exactly how your sisters would behave and knew exactly how to push their buttons. But she didn't know how to do that to you.
Yeah, it was the one time thing. It wasn't like it was.
Yeah, it wasn't like it became a regular habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did they make them
more? I don't know. Ooh, it's like they're tearing up a. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Well, they're doing it all over there.
Yeah.
They're tearing up a root. They could kill this tree, maybe.
I'm blowing a little chili on my head.
Yeah? Well, this is nice.
I'm not going to use
this. This is like spring. Oh, yeah. We're currently, well, I am, I don't know if it's a we thing, but it's a me thing. Working to get things buttoned up here at Eastern. With an eye toward getting a job with Cooperative Extension Service. As an actual, doing the actual work of Cooperative Extension, not just being the support guy for those who are doing the real work. So, being the county home economist, I find my writings tend to go in the direction of this anyway, so it's like, well, you need to follow that. I do very few writings on that which I have a master's degree in, which I, quote, teach, technically. And, I think I've done this work long enough. Sorry. Then Lisa after her initial kind of going, why are you screwing up my life? Well, I think she's okay with it now. As long as the money's okay. She always reserves veto power, but I'm really grateful she doesn't veto much. She worries about my happiness, which is awesome. You know, there's too many people who think all themselves.
I worry about my happiness, too.
Sure, sure.
I don't want to have to deal with stress of all of a sudden making lots less money and trying to pay bills.
Right. Absolutely. So, that's kind of what we're in the midst of, is probably going to be a gradual transition. We need to start sorting things. Decide what we're going to be getting rid of. More things we're going to be getting rid of. The initial plan is to move into my mom's house. Which is already fully furnished.
Except
for a bed and a couple of things. Well, we've certainly got those. We're not going to have to buy anything. We might choose to. So it's a big question of what are we going to get rid of. We've basically been kind of handed the house and all of its contents. Well, we still got that really big bookshelf that Mom couldn't hang on to when she moved. We got it because she couldn't fit it in the house. And we're going, yeah, I still got that problem. Because she can't fit it in the house. Then making plans, because Lisa loves making plans. I'm kind of an organic guy. I just come on that flow and see what happens. At least they'll tell me to tear down a wall and I'll probably do it. Just I can't talk her out of it. Why not in this case? I like a good sized kitchen. The kitchen that's in the place right now is in a little alley. It's a galley. A nice galley, but it's a galley. A galley kitchen. Honestly. Oh, you're the only man. Yeah. So, there's some things we have to do at our house, which is mostly my stuff to do. You know, cleaning up, patching up, making things better. And then we got Lisa's got to go through a lot of stuff. The barn, everything. Start downsizing. Which we've needed to do. We're still keeping house like there's a lot of us, and there's not a lot of us anymore. And it's probably for the best, because it'll keep my kids from coming home and setting up shop, and you go, there's no place to come home to. Barely big enough for the three of us, much less anybody else. So I have to sleep on the couch, man. Anyway. And at the house in Tooth and Carry, we'll need to we'll need to, take out the box car, which is just kind of, somebody put a kind of a couple of walls and a roof on something that was kind of built from the fence. So yeah, tear all that out, put up something that is an actual, yeah, especially a storage building that might keep mice out and stuff like that. Anyway, much larger so that we can actually store stuff in there because we've got a lot of storage. That way Lisa won't have to throw away so much. Yeah, but the stuff we're throwing away is too big for a dumpster. We're talking a lot of stuff. We would definitely do something where we'd have somebody bring in a dumpster and we'd fill it up and then they'd haul it off for us. And it'd probably be one of those big, you know, like the ones that Eastern uses for their construction stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
And give us some stuff away. A little here, a little there. Actually quite a bit. Talking both ways. Anyway. So yeah, that's coming up. But yeah, in the meantime, I'm trying to stow things up here at Eastern. Finish up the huge project that I've been working on for the past 2 years. And we're just about there.
Okay.
Yeah?
So,
how are you at the time?
It's already 4:15.
Yeah?
I got a party.
Ah. Let's go to the Success Center, yeah?
Yeah.
Those are some nice toilets.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we'll just go over. Drop me a mail off. Come at.
Yeah.
Back in action.
Long
old lady. Oh, is that what she was doing? Anyway. Oh yeah. That's the current working plan. Oh, holy man. Yeah. Well, no, she should take a class. Well, you should probably use the time to work on stuff, yeah? Sorry. That's my thought. We're going to go this way, buddy. Yeah. And then we'll take a whole nother
pull her out. Come, come. What was over here? Oh, they were cleaning it. That's it. I think it's come down there. Although I don't know where it is. You can wait here, Matt. That's here. Oh, my. We got the whole area cordoned off. Alright. How often is that going to happen? All right, then. Let's go over yonder. Is this new?
No, that's
new. Oh. Yeah? I just didn't notice it. So much art floating around out here. Tricky to see. But... There's another college student around here, Matt. You think? Oh yeah, joy. Picking out the green stuff, yeah. Awesome. Ah, yeah. Probably have to guess by here.
Okay.
Perfect. He'll be back. Maybe. Bye. Yeah. Good morning. Okay.